In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Gavin Mitchell. Hello, Gavin.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How are you doing?
I'm great.
You sound like a young guy. How old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
So how long have you been making music?
I've been making music probably for about four or five years. I've always loved music, even in high school. I didn't start writing my own music, though, until probably the past 2 or 3 years. In high school, I was big into musicals and doing that stuff, and I actually studied opera for a couple of years in New York City before deciding to leave to pursue my own music career.
Son of a gun. Well, that's part of your music career, you know. What was it about opera that you that drew you to it?
Well, I started taking voice lessons when I was about 15 or 16. I had a bit of a knack for it, I guess, but I also just really loved it. It was a really cool form of music, and I also like the challenge of it. It's really hard. After studying for a couple of years, I decided I my real passion was for writing music and for folk music.
Sure, because, you know, girls want a rock and roller. They don't want an opera singer, right?
Yeah,
unless you're Pavarotti, and then it's a whole different story.
Depends on who you talk to.
You mentioned school. Did you go to college for music or anything else?
Yeah, so I studied at a place called Manhattan School of Music.
Sure.
On the Upper West Side.
Wow.
For 2 years, and I really loved it, but I decided to leave just to spend time focusing on my own music and writing my own music.
Now, are you like a one-man band? I understand you play not only guitar, but with your feet,
yeah.
You now play the bass drum and a tambourine.
That kind of that's right.
That's like a street busking style of music performance.
Yeah. It's really, really fun. I've had a lot of friends send me pictures of those guys that you see on the boardwalk where
that's
they have,
right, yeah.
Drums on their back and stuff like that. That's kind of the thing, what I'm trying to do. It's a lot of fun. I can do a lot more rhythmically.
Gavin, you also had some involvement with the Hope for Youth Foundation that Jim Witt started that we are involved with here at WHUD. What was your involvement?
Yeah, when I was in high school, I was selected to receive a scholarship from them, and, you know, they really helped me out in financing my expensive music education. So I'm always eternally grateful to them for that.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Gavin Mitchell. Is it mostly you? I noticed on the recording there's other instruments, so it's not just you and a tambourine.
In this recording, I play everything and sing everything. The only thing I didn't play was the drums.
Mm-hmm.
The drums I had a good friend of mine play. The drummer is Jake Albee, and I work with a engineer who helps me out and you know, mixes and masters all the music and gives me other ideas on layering and stuff to add. The engineer is Matt LaBoza.
Do you have a day job that kind of subsidizes this hobby of yours?
Yeah. I work at a guitar shop in Peekskill. It's called Division Street Guitars. You know, I work up front, and I just help, you know, sell the instruments and keep everything running smooth, hopefully. Get everybody lunch, you know.
Gavin, you mentioned live shows. You got any live shows coming up?
Yeah, I've got one on the 26th at Gleason's in Peekskill, New York.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And a couple more coming up in March that I'll be talking about on my Instagram and other social medias.
What is your social media?
Yeah, if you go like on Instagram, it's just at Gavin Mitchell. And that's my main platform that I post everything on. And through that, you can find my website and Spotify, Apple Music, all that stuff.
And by the way, it's Gavin, Gavon, right?
That's right. Gavon, yes.
Tell us about the song we're going to play called Tinnitus, Tinnitus, which is basically a ringing in the ears that a lot of musicians enjoy for the rest of their lives from loud noises and that kind of thing. I don't think it's literally what the song is about, is it?
It's not literally about actual tinnitus, but more of like using tinnitus as a metaphor for, you know, I personally am a big overthinker and beyond overthinking, just constantly thinking. And I think that's something that many people can relate to. So it is me explaining that, you know, constant ringing of thoughts in my head as, you know, tinnitus.
Yeah, you know, that's a great metaphor. That's a good one.
Thank you.
That's an original thought. Okay, opera guy, Nessun Dorma. Name the opera.
Nessun Dorma. Oh, that's from geez, I can't remember.
I'll tell you what, name the composer.
That is Puccini?
Yes.
Yeah, it is Puccini. There
That's
you go.
That's from Turandot. Awesome.
Boom.
Man, you're on your game. Gavin Mitchell, G-A-V-O-N, Mitchell, here in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD. Go get him. Here's the song, Tinnitus, at WHUD. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you very much.